Episode 129, Tell It Like It Is.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Tea
Happy day, beautiful ladies. How are you doing? Yes, are you ready? It's tea time. Oh, no, wait. It's the season of lemonade. Yes, my daughter has brought lemonade into my life. She goes, Mom, you really got to have some. Okay, so my lemonade is just wonderful purified water along with fresh cut lemons. That's how I take my lemonade. Now, she takes it a little bit differently, but regardless, we both can enjoy a little toast of lemonade to each other. And so here I'm drinking up to you all today, enjoying a fresh, refreshing glass of lemonade. So why don't you partake too? Also, you know what's a lot of fun too is there are so many different teas out there. If you're a big tea drinker with the sun now coming out and everything, start making some fresh sun tea. Just it's enough to spice it up. And then what you can do to change it a little bit, take a cinnamon stick and you can just let it sit in your iced tea, whether it's cold or hot, it can be either. And it just gives a refreshing flavor to it. And the cinnamon is so, so healthy for you. Anyway, just my little tip of the day for you. So welcome for all of you around the world. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We're having lemonade today together. Yes, toast to you. And I'm so glad you're here and really coming together and just joining hands. I mean, it's a revolution of just being you and really beginning to, I feel like it's just a cleansing. Okay. People talk about detoxifying and all of this, but man, when you begin to feel like you, that's when you become ignited. You are on fire. And I love that. Absolutely love that. Today we are on fire. So I hope you're ready to jump right on in. I'm so glad you're here. I would love to hear from you. You know how to find us. Yes, come on over to createyournow.com. Be patient as we are changing things over slowly. And also you can find us. Okay, you can always go to createyournow.com. But if you're more of a Facebook lover, remember my social media confession, I'm working on that. I am working on that. I appreciate your enthusiasm and you're kind of pushing me out of my comfort zone to get out there even more. It is fun and more will start happening as we turn over the website at createyournow.com. It's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited for the surprises that are around the corner. So please continue to stay tuned because you are going to love it. And there's going to be a ton of free resources. I'd love to give things away. And then there'll be also opportunities to work with me, not just for free, but even if you're like, you know what, I want to go a little bit deeper than what you are here. So be looking out for that. Okay, are you ready? We got to jump in. We are jumping in right now. Today is all about tell it like it is. I kind of went around the corner and up and down and I was like, what do I want to name this one? And this is simply what it is. Tell it like it is. And that's what I'm going to do. So the quote is actually from me today. Beating around the bush with excuses only gains success in defeat. Stop the beating and restart the living. You know, we are talking about weeds a while back, and that was around episode 116. So if you skipped that one, I would really highly suggest you go back to episode 116, What Weed Has You? And that's when we started digging in a little bit deeper as to what really is holding you down. What's that got that ball and chain? And it may be one or two things, but sometimes what we think is happening isn't really what is happening. There's something much deeper that's rooted, okay? And maybe we don't like our reflection as much, but it really doesn't have to do with our body image so much as it has to do with how, you know, the names that you were called when you were young, and that is actually eating at you more. And so every time you look at yourself, that's what you see, no matter how you look, whatever size you are. So it wouldn't matter your body image as to what you see, because what you see is based all on somebody else's expectations. So I would really encourage you to go back and listen to that episode, episode 116, okay, What Weed Has You. And then we went on and we talked about hope amongst the chaos and, you know, how to gain clarity. That was actually a video I did. And, you know, you're moving on to, okay, what's next? Well, what is next? What is that weed? I want you to think about, go back. What did you decide was that one thing that you had to focus on? Okay. What's that one thing? And I want you to tell it like it is. You know, oddly enough, sometimes what we find is we'd like to beat around the bush. And that comes from my statement a lot, because when I was growing up, my dad, I love him to death. And I mean, he would tell you like it is out of love. But there was no beating around the bush. It wasn't like, oh, we're going to do, you know, ring around the rosy, and then I'm going to tell you how it is. Or I'm going to kind of tell you nicely, but not really in the words that are going to hit you, you know, hard. Because, you know, sometimes we don't like to hear the truth, do we? So we'd rather beat around the bush and use other things and come up with different phrases instead of saying, you know what? You're just not looking all that great today. Or, oh, well, maybe it's because you've put on those 10 pounds and you don't want to acknowledge it. Or maybe you're not working as hard as your job and that's why you missed that advancement. Or the reason why you don't have the good relationship with your children is because you're too focused on you. Maybe you're over-focused on you, you know, because that can be a problem too. Sometimes we think we're under-focused, but yet sometimes we can be over-focused the same way. But you see, when we beat around the bush, we tend to ignore what's right in front of us. Yeah, like my son said today when he came home.
Mom, you're not going to like this. You know how you like to sit in the back and take pictures of me? Well, I'm smack in the middle, and a piano is right in front of me. So you're going to have to be at an angle if you want to take pictures of me.
Oh, yeah. I wonder where he gets no beating around the bush. He was so serious when he came in. And I was like, oh, my gosh, did you listen to what I recorded? I mean, I felt like he was in there because he didn't. He told me exactly like it was. And like, Mom, you're not going to like this. And I'm like, okay, you're kind of right. I'm not, but I'll deal with it. And now I can handle it because I know what I am going in with. And that's what I loved about his enthusiasm coming right out and saying, this is how it is, Mom. I think we can learn a lot of that from him. A lot of what kids do, they don't beat around the bush. They just say it. And part of that, we take it the wrong way, okay? Kids can interpret how what things are being said to each other, you know, to kids, kid to kid, child to child type of a communication. And feelings get hurt because they don't sit there and sugarcoat it. Where we as adults, we look at things and we can look in the mirror and say, well, you know, you're getting those gray hairs in there. Or maybe they're more white. Doesn't that mean wisdom? White means wisdom, right? It doesn't look that bad, does it? Mom, I can get some color done and maybe a little bit of highlights. It doesn't look that bad. Okay, you have an inch of white around your head. It looks bad. Okay, now I can say that because I've got white hair coming in. Praise the Lord for hair coloring. Okay, I'm just saying, I got to get my roots done. Right? But seriously, we sit there and we try to talk ourselves. We sugarcoat everything. You know, if we don't like the way we look in the mirror and we think we're too heavy or whatever, what do we go do? We go out and buy a new outfit. Who cares about the size? But you know what? If nothing else, we feel good. We get that little adrenaline rush kick that, oh man, I feel good. It's new. New pair of shoes or something to make me feel new. When really what we need to be looking at is saying, why have you allowed yourself to put on these extra 5 pounds? It's cost you this. You're not liking it, but we don't do that, do we? We come up with excuses after one thing after another. Oh, I don't have enough time. You know what? We all have 24 hours in the day. How are you using your time? How are you choosing to use your time? Tell it like it is. The sugarcoating that we tend to do a lot is we just beat around the bush. And I'm telling you, living that kind of life is not fun. It's not being your authentic self. Now, I'm not saying you go out and tell people and be mean. I am not saying that at all. You got it? Okay. I'm not saying that. You can tell it like it is with love. You can tell it like it is with grace. You can tell it like it is and have a nice tone of voice, right? You don't have to say, well, you're looking stinking ugly today. You don't have to say it like that, right? You're like, really, Christine? You'd say that? No, I wouldn't say that. But I might say, you know what, sweetheart? I like the color blue. However, I don't think it really accentuates what you're wanting to do. So I would suggest that you look at this. Because otherwise, I just don't think it's as attractive as what you think it is. And then let them lead from there. Now, I didn't come out and say you were stinking ugly, right? No. I wouldn't let my daughters walk out of the house if I personally did not believe that they were wearing what, not what I think they should wear. Okay, don't get me wrong there, because they have their own taste. But if it's something that they think that, you know, they're just all hot to trot, et cetera, yet really it just is kind of trashy, I'm not going to let them walk out there, you know, walk out of the house looking trashy. But I'm not going to outright tell them that they're ugly. But I'm going to say, you know, you can make a little better choice here. What if you look this, or this looks really cute this way. What if you tried this? There's a way that you can say things. Tell it like it is, out of love, with grace and mercy. But you see, it's really easy to do it with someone else. But when it comes to yourself and you're looking at yourself in the mirror, yeah, look at yourself. How do you really feel about what you see in front of you? Have you been real honest? You see that weed that we talked about, those weeds that are back there that got you ball and chain and holding you down? You got to tell it like it is, babe. Or otherwise, you know what's going to happen a year from now? No, this isn't me being horrible, but you're going to be in the same place that you are, and you're not listening to me in the same place that you're going to be a year from now. Okay, did I lose you? Maybe I lost me. Does that make sense? I want you to be your best selfie. And if you're accepting yourself where you are and you're not being honest with what you see and who you are, sometimes we need to be our worst critic in love and in grace, because at the same time we can beat ourselves up too, okay? So you gotta watch out. You gotta find harmony there. But when it comes to our excuses, it's real easy to continue to beat around the bush. And remember, beating around the bush with excuses only gains success in defeat. Stop the beating and restart living. Don't you want to restart living? Don't you want to just wake up and feel energized and go, you know what? I'm tired of feeling like CRAP. I don't like CRAP! Exclamation point. I want to be alive. I want to feel that again. I want to feel like I was just 20 and 21 and 22 years old living the life of my dreams. No tie downs, no tag alongs, no responsibilities. Okay, well, we can't erase all of that, correct? Because guess what? We did get older. We do get older. But what you can do is you can be real with who you are right now. You can tell it like it is, love yourself, give yourself grace, and then guess what? Then you can move forward. So I want you to think about your weed, okay? Yes, back on episode 116. There's been so many episodes, I'm losing track. Episode 116, when we talked about what weed is holding you, what is the one that you came up with? Think about it. Now I want you to ask yourself, tell it like it is, okay? And your kiss, I want you to be honest with you. That's it. I don't want you to beat around the bush. If it is a body image issue, I want you to be honest with yourself with love and grace. If it's a thing that you are not liking where you are in your job and you really feel it's holding you back, then what are you going to do about it? What are your options? And be serious about it. Don't beat about around the bush. Tell it like it is. What if it's a health issue that's holding you back, that you feel is just like pulling at you and tugging at you? How long are you just going to deal with it before you say, you know what? I may need to go get some opinions here, some medical professional help. I need to tell it like it is. What about your relationship with your mom or your dad? Maybe it's your brother or sister. Could be even with your best friend. Maybe there's something there that you're wanting more of, but there's been something eroding at the relationship. Tell it like it is. Be honest with you. I promise you that is going to move you forward. And it's not that you're being mean to yourself. You're not. Because remember, you're speaking out of love and grace. Okay? That is important. Notice I never left that out. You don't want to set yourself up where all you are is success and defeat. That's no fun. But remember, my little one who came in, Mom, you're not going to like this. That loving, this is how it is. I'm going to tell it like it is, Mom. You may not like it, but here it goes. That'll be the best thing ever. You see, that's what happened to me. My tornado came along, and I told myself exactly like it was. And you know what? There were areas that hurt as I really peeled back the onion, looked at all the different layers upon layers. But now I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can rejoice at where I am. Not that I was a bad person then, but I'm even a better person now. Man, I am my best selfie, and I'm continuing to become my best selfie because I can continue to prove, improve, and improve, and improve every single time. Every single day. But you see, you got to tell it like it is. Until you reach that point, until you are honest with you, that true, authentic self kind of stays hidden in the bushes. And that's where the only thing you gain is success and defeat. Not a fun place to be. And a merry-go-round that's never fun to get off of. Life is a roller coaster. It really is. But you can have fun in the chaos of life because it is. I mean, life is like that. There are no guarantees. But one thing I do guarantee you, tell it like it is with love and grace. Be honest with you and you'll be able to move forward. Your dreams will become true. Okay? I want you to think hard on this and really take it to heart. I want you to, you know, really think that, man, Christiane, you're getting deep on me. Yeah, I am because I love you. I love you. And I know what it's like to sit here and have to dig. And remember, I mean, there were nights that I don't think I slept. That there were mornings that I would wake up and I'm like, how am I functioning? But I knew that I had to tell myself like it was. I had to be honest with me in order to move me to where I am today. And even still, I have to tell it like it is. I have to be honest with myself because my goals that I'm trying to reach now, my new dreams, what I see out there on the horizon, not only for me and my family, but for you all, oh my goodness, the sky's the limit. But if I don't tell it like it is, and I'm not honest with who I am and where I'm going, then there's no way my dreams and goals are going to happen. I want your dreams and goals to come true. So go out, make it an awesome day. I want you to be honest with you, and I want you to tell it like it is with what? Love and grace. I love you so very much. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.